The importance in this work is not about trying to be good. I know I emphasize this, but it comes through a lot in how people express things, is that, you know, we're constantly stuck in this, or we fall into, let's put it that way, we fall into this need. We see something of the proprium and we try to get rid of it. You know, we try to suppress it. That's the best we can really do. Whereas with this work, the object is to see it, and not to entertain it, but to actually see it. If we work out of our proprium to suppress it, we don't really deal with it. It doesn't get dealt with. What it does is it just throws us into what we term the merit-guilt cycle. So it's important that we remind ourselves that it's really about observing things so that we can see that what the word says regarding the proprium is actually true. Because that's where the issue lies. It's not that the proprium is what it is, because it is exactly what the word says it is. You know, and it's never going to change. Doesn't matter how much effort you bring, it will never change. What changes our state, if you like, is coming to recognize and accept that what truths teach concerning it are actually true. When that state is entered into in a particular area of our life, it no longer holds the power over us that it did. But if we are in a mode of suppressing, it maintains its power. It just comes back in another form. So if you're familiar with the story of Medusa, it's that kind of idea. You know, stepping back and reminding ourselves that that is what this work is about. It's about sitting in what the Lord offers us as his word in order to view the situation, not falling into
the trap of identifying with proprial thoughts and affections as intrinsic to ourself, rather than seeing them as something that flows in from the spiritual world, that we have come to identify with as something originating in us as our own. The fact that such things don't actually come from us means that we don't have to remain identified with them. In fact, we can, through working with truths from the word, be set free from them.